The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God richly bless you.
Amen, Shramo.
God is blessing you.
Amen, Shramo.
And God will continue to bless you.
Nawakaso, Shramo.
As you continue to do this, no one thing for sure.
Nah, so to us yesterday with your say.
Bible says your labor in the Lord will never be in vain.
Yes, so we do me deal with Namimun Eye Kwada.
It will never be in vain.
Eye Kwada.
Therefore, as we pray, continue to hope. Continue to expect. Because if you expect nothing, you will get nothing. But if you have high expectation for something, you will get. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, as we pray, continue to expect the best. And with God's help, you attain the best. As we pray, continue to believe the power of God to attain. And the power of God will give you what you expect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't just pray because we are praying. Don't fast because we are fasting. Because so far we've done, let's say, 24 days, and it takes 30 days, Sundays, and the rest of, we've done about 20 days or 18 days fasting.
Now, you
may have been able to do all.
And
God bless you for doing it. But in addition to it, expect something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight we want to look at this topic.
And you may be sure that
our team is now is my time. But tonight we want to look at when does it become my time. We have been given a big team, now is my time. But when does it become my time? When does it become your time? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, because we started early, I'll give three different inferences.
Then
we will see where we all find ourselves. And we will try to adjust and see where we are. So the first one we are seeing from 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 1 to 10. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 1 to 10. We are talking about
Hannah.
The Bible says, and I read, now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Dophiam of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephraimite. Verse 2. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah. The name of the other, Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Verse 3. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. Verse 4. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. Verse 5. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. 6. And her rival also provoked her severely. to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. 7. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. 8. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? 9. So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. Verse 10. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Amen.
Amen.
That is our first passage.
We are smart. But
let's discuss the first passage so that we go passage by passage. Scripture did not tell us how many years Hannah was barren. All that Bible said was that year after year he went. I don't know the number of years. I don't want to speculate. But your guess is as good as mine. We don't know the number of years. All we can project is year after year. And since Bible says year after year, it means that it was more than 2 years. So year after year. Year after year. Year after year. They went. They went to sacrifice. They will have a feast. The husband will give him her double portion. And they will come back. But the situation had not changed. So with Hannah, there was something I call sympathy votes. Sympathy votes.
So the
husband says, don't you know I'm worth more than what, 10 children? So the husband may worth 10 children. But at the end of the day, when Penina is laughing at Hannah, she will tell Hannah, you have no child. She won't tell Hannah, your husband is more than 10 children. So, those were more of sympathy words.
It's where
to calm the situation down. But the situation had not changed. So year after year, the situation was the same. And she was continuing to glory in the sympathy. You can glory in the sympathy. But remember that when the day passes, things will show you that it has not changed. So assuming you even go to drink, you will drink your sorrows away. But the next morning when you open your eyes and you watch the ceiling,
now here
you will know that the trouble has not gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number 2. In that same passage, we saw that the husband showed her love. And the Bible says the husband loved her. But the love could not change the situation. There was love. But the real issue, love could not change it. And the third thing that happened was that the rival continued to laugh at her. But one day something happened. She grew tired. She grew tired. They always go to Shiloh. They always feast. They always sacrifice. They always come back. But this time she grew tired. And when she grew tired, she saw that I have to change the situation. She saw that something has to change. It is not just about growing tired. It is not just about crying. God is not interested in your tiredness. God is not interested in your weeping. Weeping does not do anything to God. Weeping does nothing to God. Because as far as you have decided to relax, then He is also what? Relax. So weeping does nothing to God. But the day she grew tired, nobody told her to pray. Nobody told her to pray. She went to feast. She went to sacrifice, but she added prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you get tired, you will pray. If you have not gotten tired, and you go around talking, you go around telling everybody your problem, your problem will not change. If you go around crying, you will get sympathy votes, but the sympathy votes will not change the situation. If you want the situation to change, then you have to do something about it. Therefore, every year she postponed her time. Every year she postponed her time. But a day came. And she realized that if I want the time to happen, then my time is now. Therefore, when it comes to agreeing about the time, it is you. It is not the situation. It is you who have to take a decision. So the day Hannah took the decision, that day it became her time. And that day it also became her turn. May you take a decision that will turn it to become your time. And that will also make it your time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do I have people here who are tired of their situation? Do I have people here who are tired of their situation? Then when you are tired of the situation, don't go complaining. When you are tired of the situation, turn and face God. Turn and face God. So Hannah realized that the only person that matters, when you get tired, when you get fed up, is God. Tonight may you find God. Tonight may you find God. Tonight may you find God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When someone comes, you tell the person where we've got into. Because we are moving on. We move to the next scripture. Mark chapter 5. Verse 25-29. Mark chapter 5. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Mark chapter 5. Verse 25-29. Okay. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. And has suffered many things from many physicians. She has spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are talking of the woman with the issue of blood. We have looked at Hannah as a different case. Now we are looking at this woman. With the woman of the issue of blood, it is a common passage that many of us do know the story. She has been suffering from this for how many years? Bible says 12 years. So for the first year, she has tried doing something. It has not worked. And Bible tells us that she has suffered. Take note of that word. She has suffered. She has suffered. So because she has suffered, she decided to take a step. And she did take a step. And that step led her to physicians. So
the
Bible says, she had moved to physicians. So she goes to physician A. It does not work. She moved to B. Someone will suggest to her, C is better than B. Why don't you try D? Why don't you try E? Why don't you try F? Why don't you try G? She has been trying and it has been 12 years. And Bible says when those times were going, something was happening. Her money was also getting spent. So the little she had, she made an effort. Look at Hannah's issue. She made no effort. But this woman made an effort did not yield results. But she did not stop. She continued to make an effort. It did not yield results. She did not stop. She continued. She continued. 1 year. 2 years. 3 years. 4 years. 5 years. By the time she got to the sixth year, if you and me were in her shoes, we would have said, this is my cross.
When my senior,
I am okay with this.
Oh, my panic,
nothing can happen. I have done my best.
My enemy met me.
But my best was not enough. So it is time for me to stop. At least,
I have tried a lot.
I have done my best.
My enemy to me.
But my best was not enough.
The
Bible says, this woman did not stop. After the sixth year, she continued. After the seventh year, she continued. The eighth year, she continued. The ninth year, she continued. The tenth year, she continued. The 11th year, she continued. The 12th year, she continued. The surprising thing about her situation was that Bible says, her situation grew worse. So as far as she moved, the situation got worse. The situation gets worse. So if you are doing English, it started from bad. It got worse. Then it will get what? Worse. Bad, worse, worse. Comparative superlative. Bad, worse, worse. That means that she is, so the situation is not changing.
Not just a Tibiano and Sisa.
She, the situation is changing gears.
Not as is some of Elko baby Fufro.
But you realize that she was also persisting.
Now, Umbe Wilson also talk
so she was doing one thing.
Oh, yeah,
the situation was also going the next thing.
So
but she did not give up.
Now, so I'm Papa.
Tonight, I came to speak to somebody who has not given up from year one. I came to speak to somebody who has not given up year two, year three, year four, year five. Year 6, year 7, year 8, year 9, year 10, year 11, year 12. I am telling you, it may not have happened last year, but it will happen this year. I am here to tell you, it did not work last year, but you must have hope that it will work this year. The woman continued to hope. The woman continued to hope. As the hope continued to drive her, May your hope not die. Somebody may look at you and tell you, why are you still going to church? Because you have gone. We have not seen an improvement in the situation. We have rather seen a deterioration in the situation. But I am here to tell you, the woman's own did not happen year one. It did not happen year two. It did not happen year three. By the 12th year, something happened for you. So you look at the woman,
into social mamina,
and you realize,
now me who said,
every year,
Amphibia,
she will declare to herself,
my time is now. Oh,
my time is now. But it did not happen. If the woman went 12 years, I have gone enough, and I am still going, but now is my time, and now is my time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We go to the next scripture. I told you, if somebody comes, you tell the person where we've got into.
We'll be back.
John chapter 5.
You want to wait in on
verses 2 to 9. John chapter
5.
Verses 2 to 9. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. Three. And in this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the move of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Verse 5. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. Take note of the word 38 years.
Verse
6. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" 7. The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man. Put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. Amen.
Amen.
We are talking about the man who has stayed by the pool for 38 years.
Ekasafa bema watana esutare ho mpisie aduasan wotwe.
John chapter 5.
Yohane umetinum
verses 2 to 9.
Vinchie mienu kopema.
The man who has stayed by the pool for 38 years.
Bema watana esutare ho mpisie aduasan wotwe.
I want us to take note of something.
Obese yeshe bibinso.
For that man.
Na sama men papa no.
For that man.
Sa papa no.
He knew where the solution was.
Oni mebia.
He knew where the solution was. And he had money to get to the solution. For the woman, she did not know where the solution was. She was going around looking for the solution. But for this man, he knew where the solution was. And so 38 years ago, he was able to ask for help. And they carried him
and
took him there. So he knew where the solution was. He got to where the solution was. But the man was there. One thing I want you to take note was that the man did nothing. He did nothing. He knew where the solution was. He got to the solution, but he decided to do nothing. When you get to the solution and you decide to do nothing, you will get a result of nothing. Because you don't want anything. You are not ready for anything. You know the solution. So for that man, that man became a historian. He knew the history. He knew the people who had received their healing. And therefore, if you ask him to mention the names of people who have received their healing, assuming the angel stirs the water once a year, he can give you a list of what? 38 names. 38 names. They have received their healing. He had history. He could bear record. But he was not ready for the solution. Let me ask you this question. Assuming the pool was where the bodies. And then 38 years they placed him here.
Now
he
said their son was here.
So many people were there. If he had started moving small.
Now
by 38 years, where will he be?
And
by 38 years, where will he be? The man was an invalid man. But the man could speak. The man was an invalid man. But the man could eat. So if 38 years he did not die, and he was able to eat and survive for 38 years, then I am here to submit to you that that man knew the solution, but he was not interested in the solution. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that was a man who knew where to get the solution, but who was not interested in the solution. And I told you that it is you who will determine when your time is. And when your time comes, nobody can determine it for you. The best they could do for him was to bring him by the pool. The next thing will not happen. So this man, when you read that scripture very carefully, when the Son of Man arrived, he had lost discernment. He had lost all news. He was interested in compiling the names of people who have jumped in. So when Jesus asked him, do you want to be made whole? What was his answer? What was his answer? I have no man. When God had come, he was still expecting it from man. When will it be your time? When will it be your time? Are you waiting for man? Or you are waiting for God? Do you want to bear records? Or you are ready for solution? If you are ready for solution, when you come, jump in. If you are ready for solution, when you come, do what? jumping. If you are ready for solution, when you come, don't look left. Don't look right. I am here for solution. Let me jump in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the man was not ready. So when Jesus even got there, he said, I have no man. It was mercy that met him. It was mercy that met him that day. And because mercy always overrides everything.
And I'm saying,
even when he said, I have no man, mercy still helped him. Mercy still helped him.
To
somebody who has entered here and has not accepted that this is my time,
ah, to say, when you mean, bro,
may mercy meet you.
I
don't know whether you understood, but may mercy meet you.
Amen.
May mercy meet you. You saw that with that man, it was just mercy.
Na sa papa dia e ye homo bo keke.
A ka mi kofi roja nka mi mfi no.
Ah, sa papa dia so no.
Oh, so mu dia mu ni me mi mfi no. E ka mi anka mi mfi no.
Anko beja na tuza.
Adia asoma anka me ka chia nse unye serious. And I'll pass by. But because Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Yes, dear, yeah.
And because Jesus is merciful, even when the man was speaking out of context, Jesus still had mercy on him. Tonight, may you receive mercy.
Amen.
Tonight, may you receive mercy.
Amen.
Tonight, may you receive mercy.
Amen.
Even when you doubt what will happen,
amen,
may you still, out of mercy, receive your miracle.
Amen.
So his miracle that he received was out of mercy. For others, it is faith. For others, it is perseverance. But for him, it was mercy. We are coming to pray. I don't know where you fall. I've given 3 case studies.
We have looked at Hannah.
For those of you who just came, we have looked at Hannah.
Yeah, here Hannah.
For her, it was year after year.
But
the day she decided, her time was now. We have looked at the woman with the issue of blood. She was making effort. She was making effort. But the effort was not yielding. And when she met the Savior, because she was always making effort, she could identify that this is the Savior.
So
she did not need anyone to tell him this is Jesus. But she decided that when attached, if attached, I'll receive. And for the last man, the invalid man, he was a historian. He was keeping accounts. He was keeping it. He could even tell when the angel will come. But he was not ready to jump in. He could tell when the angel will be coming. But he did not make his mind to draw near. All he wanted to say was to be able to mention the names of those who had helped him. But she herself was not ready. Tonight, for 2 minutes, I just want you to sit down. Consider your life. Consider your life. Where do you fall? Within these 3 people, where do you fall? For 2 minutes. Don't think about me. I'm thinking about myself.
Don't
think about yourself. Because we are going to pray a prayer. But when you know where you fall, you will know how to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where do you fall? Let me put the microphone down and give ourselves 2 minutes.
I see where I can say more to a man, Simam, you know. Obi anyunyu me bia ni de na eto ho.
We have Hannah.
Yo, Hannah.
We have the woman with the issue of blood.
Mamina moja nsitu no no.
We have the man who knew the solution but decided to sit down.
Yo, Papa Nswa, Onim. Yes. Imwene so na nyu so betna se.
Watre we all have time passing. But tonight I want you to make a
decision.
When is it your time?
Ebreben e obre.
When is it your time?
Ebreben e obre.
When is it your time?
Agree ben e obre.
If you agree that this is your time,
aoji tum se we ya obre ya.
Then you can rise up with me.
And you betimi na na so
e. And begin to declare.
No obiase ape ma.
Father, I agree.
Eja meje tum.
Father, I agree.
Eja meje tum.
Father, I agree.
Eja meje tum.
That this is my time.
Se we ya me
bre. That this is my time.
Se we ya me bre.
That this is my time.
We ya me bre.
That this is my time.
We ya me bre.
Somebody begin to pray.
So,
if you agree, that it is your time.
Se do,
and it is your turn. Then begin to open your mouth. And begin to pray. That Father, I agree. When I consider the things I go through, when I consider the things I have passed through, when I consider events, Lord, I realize that this is my time. It 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 is my time. Somebody lift up your voice now.
Yes, O Lord. Father, I agree, O Lord, that it is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. This is my time. This is my time. This is my time. Yes, O Lord. I agree, O Lord. I agree, O Lord. I agree, O Lord. That it is my time. It is my time. It is my time. Yes, Lord, this is my time. I agree, O Lord. I agree, O Lord. I agree, O Lord.
I agree, O Lord.
I agree, I agree, Lord.
This is my time.
This is my time. This is my time. This is my time.
I agree, O Lord.
It is my time.
It is my time.
It is my time.
It is my time.
It is my time. This is my time.
I agree, O Lord.
It is my time.
It
is my time. It is my time.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to pray this prayer from the depth of your heart.
That
Father, I am not being forced. To say it is my time. But I have come to agree that it is my time. I have come to agree, looking at how I have suffered, looking at the things I have gone through, looking at the situations I have gone through, looking at how people have laughed at me. Father, this is my time. Lord, may you turn this time to be my time. If it will not be anybody's time, may it be my time. Can I hear somebody praying now? If it will not be anybody's time, then Father, may it be my time. 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 This is my time. This is my time. It is my time. It is my time. Lord, I am not being coerced.
voice to say it is my time. I have not been forced to say it is my time. But Father, I have come to a decision. I have come to a decision. Just as Hannah came to a decision that it was the time. Just as the woman with the issue of blood came to a decision that it was the time. Lord, this is my time. I have also come to a decision. I have walked through January. I have walked through February. I have walked through March. I have walked through April. I have walked through May. I have walked through June. I have walked through July. And this August, I have agreed within my body, within my soul, within my spirit, that this is my time. It 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 is my time.
It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time. It is my time.
Want to declare the blood that the blood will speak for us tonight. Because it is my time. Tonight I pray. And I declare that the blood will speak for me. We begin to declare the blood. That the blood will speak. That the blood will speak. That the blood will speak. That the blood will redeem. We are washed by the blood. We are washed by the blood. Father, because today is my time. I am washed by the blood. To fit into my time. I am sanctified by the blood. That I will fit into my time. I am not just washed by the blood. But because of the time. It is the blood. It is the blood that can set my time aright. Therefore tonight. Therefore tonight. I declare the blood. I declare the blood. I declare the blood. I declare the blood. Let the blood speak. 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 Let the blood speak.
Blood,
For you to note, the blood has no expiry date. The blood of Jesus has no expiry date. And therefore, if the blood can speak and reset the time, then this evening, because you have made a decision that your time begins now, may the blood of Jesus reset your time. May the blood of Jesus reset your time. May the blood reset your time. May the blood reset your time. May the blood cut off every wasted time and reset the time, because the blood has no expiry date. From the day it was shed on the cross, it has never lost its power. It has never expired. It continues to work. It continues to grow stronger. And tonight that blood is meeting you to reset the time. To reset the time. To reset the time. So that your time is not later. So that your time is not past. But your time is now. 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 So if tonight you declare that you are redeemed by the blood, you are not redeemed by the blood for future. You are redeemed by the blood for now. You are redeemed by the blood for now. You are redeemed by the blood for now. Amen. Now say, God of the now. God of the now. God of the now. Start now. Start now. Start now. Start now. Start now. Somebody begin to pray. God of the now. God of the now. God of the now. God of the now. Start now.
God of the night. By the time we finish,
media
team, all the prayers we just prayed. The first one was act now. The second one was arise now. By the time we end, just arrange them all. Like that. You see, you can allow God to start, but you don't want God
to arise. You can let God arise, but you are not interested in God moving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you list the three people we talked of,
when
Hannah entered, nobody told Hannah, go and pray. She went.
Okay.
And she told God,
okay.
God, today, today, you have to start. Today, you have to arise. Today, you have to move. And the last one will go, it will be today, you have to act now.
And
the Bible tells us,
that
when Hannah left, she was settled.
Tonight
somebody will be settled. Tonight somebody will be settled. It will be settled in your heart. That the miracle has begun. It will be settled. That it has begun. Say, God of the now. God of the now. Move now. Move now. Move now. Concerning my situation. Move now. Move now. God of the now. God of the now. Concerning this situation. Move now. Move now. Move now. Move now. Move now. Yes. Ask now. Eradi ma ho mene so. Eradi dikan afedu eradi ye ho atuma sesia. A woman with the issue of blood had an immediate impact.
Na ma mena wo ye tinu no. E kanu improve mo.
Hannah, when she left the temple, she left rejoicing. She entered sorrowful, but she left what? Rejoicing. Okay. There was an immediate impact.
Na or the Syrian echo. Or can be echo. No, Sabrina. Nyami or Emprin.
In this situation,
I was at TV
now.
Did you man say, see,
God of the now.
God of the now.
God of the now.
God
of the now.
God of the now.
In this situation.
In this situation.
Act now.
Act now.
Act now.
Act now.
Mention the situation. Mention the situation. And tell God to act now. Act now. Act now. Act now. In this situation. Palo Sadabala. Nikele Masandra. Rababababa. Niketerebebe. Rababababa. In Jesus' name, our time is up. We are combining the four.
Now I am bringing us to the end. And I need you to come.
So say, God of the now.
Say,
God of the now.
That
now.
Yes, yes,
that now.
Yes, yes,
that now.
Yes, yes,
arise now.
Arise
now. Move now. Move now. Act now. Move now. Act now. Look at it. God of the now. That now. That now. That now. That now. Arise now. Arise now. Move now. Move now. Move now. Move now. Act now. Act now. Somebody begin to pray. Begin to pray. There is something happening. There is something happening. There is something happening. There is something happening. God of the now.
Yeah. Father, today you gave us three. For Hannah, it was year after year. For the woman with the issue of blood, it was 12 years. For the man by the pool, it was 38 years. But just as Eli told Hannah, go in peace. When they all encountered you, they went in peace. Tonight, whether it is year after year, whether it is 12 years, whether it is 38 years, may you meet us now.
Jesus.
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 Father, arise now.
Yes, O Lord.
Father, arise now.
Yes, O Lord.
Father, move now.
Yes, O Lord.
Father, move now.
Yes, O Lord.
Father, act now.
Yes, O Lord.
They left in peace. They all left in peace.
Amen.
This evening, we declare your peace upon your children.
Amen.
That as they met you, and we have met you,
yes,
we are not going the same.
Yes,
Bible
Lord.
Says, and when Hannah left, she left rejoicing.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray that tonight, your word, from the old to
Lord.
The new,
yes,
will
yes,
merge
Lord.
And meet us now.
Yes, Amen.
Your word from the old to the new will merge and meet us now.
Amen.
Your word from the old to the new will merge and meet us now.
Amen.
Your word from the old and then you will merge and meet us now.
Amen.
It may be year after year, but meet us.
Yes, Amen.
It may be 12 years, but meet us.
Yes,
it may be 38 years, but meet us.
Yes,
Father, for the one who requires mercy, may mercy meet us.
Amen.
Father, for the one who requires mercy, may mercy meet us.
Amen.
For the one who has persevered, may you meet her.
Jesus.
And Father, for the one who is tired,
Jesus.
For the one who is tired. 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 When Hannah grew tired, you came in. Come in now.
Yes, Lord.
Come in now.
Amen.
Come in now.
Amen.
Come in now.
Amen.
Meet us now.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody begin to bless the name of the Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.